Hate to say I told you so, but in some of these cases, we told you so. If you think about some of the international trade disputes, some of the challenges that came up, and really some of the protectionist attitudes about being able to bring in fertilizers from global marketplaces. But just like we sell our corn around the world, we also buy inputs from around the world as well. So if you think about where some of that fertilizer come from, it might come from Morocco, it might come from some of these other nations. But the aspect is we've got to be able to have these kinds of inputs. And if we're not going to have them readily available here, there's a supply chain risk management issue. And a lot of those factors in the supply chain, and it might become one of those trivial terms that we use, but it's really important to think about the risk that we have for where these products come from. Because like I said, if we're going to export corn around the world, we've got to be able to input, get the inputs from around the world as well when it's key and critical, or else make sure that we've got those supplies ready and through here. The next question is, who's going to hold on to those supplies? And that's a big challenge to be able to think about where you're going to find all those resources.